Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a CETO presentation. And remember now, you just got a few more days. When September's gone, so will be the opportunity to purchase the 15-month special. That's right. You get 3 free months of coverage when you join CETO and put in the special promo code SELA15 when you check out. That's SELA15 at checkout. You can do it by going to CETO.com, or you can call Captain Chris. He'll sign you up and give you that discount, too. It's 504-301-4545. You'll be entitled to free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts, and every boat that you own, rent, or borrow. How about that? Even if you borrow a boat or you rent one, it will be covered by your CETO coverage. Don't live home without it. CETO. CETO.com or 504-301-4545. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. And, Mike, I don't know whether you're at the Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge or you're in the boat right now, but, man, what a beautiful morning it's going to be. And I got first up question. Someone wanted to know if you've been fishing that Lower Pearl River area, and have you caught any bass there if you've been fishing that East Pearl?
I have fished in the East Pearl area recently, but I have not caught any bass. I don't know if that helps answer his question or not.
Awesome. All right, we lost you for a second there. We last heard you said you fished in the East Pearl, but you did not catch any bass.
That's correct.
What did you catch?
We've been catching a mix of speckled trout, white trout, of course, the pesky catfish. That's been the majority of our catch. We're seeing some croakers.
And where are you headed today? What's the plan?
I'll probably be in the Lower Pearl again today with this kind of a brisk north wind. We'll stay in protected water.
Yeah, that would be the best option. I guess maybe some of those areas for people that want to stay close, some of those canals on the interior of the North Shore might be a good spot.
I talked to Captain Penny Krieger just yesterday, and he caught some redfish and some trout in some of the canal systems like Gohegan's Canal and some of the more popular canal systems in the area.
Mike, what is the deal on fishing like Eden Isle canals where there's homes and residents in there and some of the newer subdivisions that are being built there? There's some pretty good fishing there because it's some pretty deep water and stays pretty clean, and there's a lot of bait attracted along the pylons and that kind of stuff. As far as legalities or ethics, what do you do when you fish in those places?
Well, normally I don't fish those areas until the water temperatures get in the 60s or high 50s. That's when those deep canals seem to produce best. And I just be respectful. If the guy doesn't want me fishing in his yard, I'll have to go someplace else. You know, but there's plenty of water there, plenty of areas to move around. As long as you're respectful, not throwing a big wake or casting up on someone's dock where you could potentially lose your line and then your hook might hurt someone. I think it's just about being respectful.
Got it. Mike, what about Biloxi Marsh? Have you ventured over there to that northern end, or is this wind going to prevent you from doing that?
Yeah, we had thoughts of potentially going over there this morning. We caught a bunch of trout yesterday, and we thought we might switch gears and do some red fishing. And I got up and saw that 14-mile-an-hour wind and decided maybe we should stay a little closer.
How is the new 13-inch minimum affecting you? Are you finding a lot of fish right under that 13 now, where it used to be right under 12?
Right. We had quite a few yesterday that we had to throw back that were 12 and a half, 12 and three quarters. But we are going to have a good year. So it shouldn't be a hindrance once we get another 3 weeks. It should be very consistent fishing.
Yeah. Well, since you've been around that Pearl area, have you spotted any teal in that area the last couple of days?
We saw very few, but I did hear lots of shots. So I'm imagining somebody seeing them and shooting at them.
Yeah, somebody else told me that, that you know, they were around the Big Branch Wildlife Area and didn't see any, but there was a lot of shooting going on. Sometimes I'm wondering what those people are shooting at.
I don't know. I was busy yesterday. I had four clients from the Kentucky area, and they had me hopping around the boat, baiting hooks and taking fish off and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you got those out-of-state folks come down here and enjoy what we've got. Well, if somebody does want to come down here, they can find you easily on my website. We can just, you know, shoot you from mine to yours at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site and telephone number, Mike, if they want to get in on a trip.
I got some dates available. You can find me at AAofLA.com, Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media. Or you can call me at 985-781-7811.
And you take reservations at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. Doesn't get any easier than that. Work up, wake up, you got your coffee there, you got your breakfast, and walk downstairs and get in the boat. No, it can't be easier than that. So especially those out-of-towners, what a great opportunity for them.
Yep, that's about what we did this morning.
Well, go get them, Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Sounds good, Doug.
All right, there he goes. A little bit of a problem. He's on the water already. A little bit of a connection problem there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll update you on the paddler's report. Unfortunately, he had a fatality. A kayak sunk up in Toledo Bend or overturned, and the young fisherman lost his life. You got to be careful. All right, we'll be right back after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.